You're listening to 90.3 KEDM. Small business may have opportunities for credits through the Affordable Care Act. In studio for a discussion about what could be considered by owners or entrepreneurs is Louisiana Small Business Development Center State Director Mary Lynn Wilkerson. Mary Lynn, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Bob. I'm glad to be here.
One of the big things that face small business owners or business owners in general is the Affordable Care Act. That is going to be going into effect fully coming up in the next year. As we rapidly approach the full implementation of the act, Mary Lynn, it would appear that now's the time for small business owners to gain that understanding of what's going to be taking place.
Absolutely, Bob. It is the law this year. It's the things are going to affect in both 2013 and 2014. So we really urge our small businesses to at least take a look at it and take a look at it on its own merits. Let's take the heated conversations out of it and make a good business decision.
When we talk about small businesses, businesses with fewer than 25 employees, there are actually some opportunities created here for owners.
Yes, there are. And as you think about our region and our state as a whole, most of the businesses fall in that 25 and fewer employees. Now, it is full-time equivalents, and so you need to look at that
right, and
talk to somebody. But you could get a tax credit. You could get a tax credit up to 35% this year and up to 50% in 2014. That may actually, you may be somebody who's thinking, I really would like to offer health care for my employees. And it may give you a competitive advantage for a really quality employee if you're able to do that.
Let's look at some of the things that are affecting businesses with, say, 50 or fewer employees.
At that point, you're really getting to be a bigger business in Louisiana, but you're going to be able to look at health exchanges. Those will be being set up, and you'll be able to buy through the health exchanges. Now, you won't exactly suffer penalties because you've got 50 and fewer employees, but you will have opportunity to do this, and you may need to take care of this. So you want to talk to your attorney, your business advisors, your CPAs. Be informed.
Those that are the entrepreneurs, the self-employed, some of the things they need to be aware of with the Affordable Care Act.
Right. I think they just need to know that everybody is going to be responsible having some kind of basic health care insurance. Now, there will be exemptions if it's not affordable. There'll be sort of some shared responsibility kind of payments when you're filing federal taxes. There are a lot of things you need to look at. And what we're really urging people to do is do that. Look at what is required for you and your business.
A small business owner needs to find out more. They should really reach out and talk to those that they work with, CPAs, attorneys, and try to find out more, correct?
Absolutely. And I believe that the CPAs have already have training. People are looking at this. And not only that, they can look. There are published documents from the IRS. The Small Business Administration has come up with numerous documents and links to make it very simple. And we've put it on our website, too. And we'll be adding as training is offered. You can come back to our page over and over again. We're going to be adding more and more information because we want to help our businesses be prepared.
And the website they can find those links?
It will be www.lsbdc.org.
Mary Lynn, thank you for your time and the information.
Thank you for allowing us to put this out there, Bob.